Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Kicking off the second hour here of a special episode of the show. We got some news to talk about, but we've been discussing comedian Jim Brewer. We don't have him as a guest, although I'd be happy to have him. And well, maybe I won't be happy. I don't know what he's going to say on the stage tonight on his comedy show here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. But you know, SNL level comedian. He was on SNL. He's been in movies. He's fairly well known. He's had a decades long comedy career, so it'll be fun just to see a good comedian, period. To see anything at all, period, but to have somebody going off against the new normal like he is expected to do and like he has done in this little interview that we're sharing with you here, the interview that local radio station banned from their website because somebody got upset about it.
It's amazing. They will now take things off Facebook, if they produce something, if you post something that you think is
it's counter, is
incorrect.
They think it's incorrect.
You know, they think it's incorrect. Yeah, like they've decided that this Kyle kid, he's a mass murderer, and therefore you can't say anything positive about him on Facebook,
really?
Or they'll take him, or they'll take it down, or so they say. I've been defending him because it was a case of self-defense.
And they haven't taken your stuff down?
They have not taken me down, but they've announced that they will take... Like, I haven't made any direct posts about him, though. I've commented about him. So, I don't know.
Well, plus it also requires somebody to report your post as well, right? It won't likely be automatically cleaned from their database. Probably somebody's got to say, hey, look at this.
Yeah, I would think so, although I don't understand why. It would be much easier just to put keywords in there than worry about reporting and, like, search every new post that's made. But, oh, well.
A keyword of Kyle Rittenhouse is going to show up all the criticisms as well. So you'd have to somehow filter out the things they want to keep to uphold their propaganda, whatever their viewpoint is.
Yeah, I guess that's true, because really when you're doing viewpoint censorship, which is really what they're doing, you can believe this and say so, but if you believe that, you have to hide that. You're not allowed to believe that openly. So yeah, that requires that, you know, you read the thing and you look for sarcasm and you try to figure out, you know, what's he really mean by this. So yeah, that would be more complex.
Which is way more effort than they're going to put into it. They're not going to try to figure all that out. They'll just read it and decide right out the gate whether or not it belongs. They're not going to get into any, you know, subtleties of what's being said there.
Well, I mean, they'll probably, you know, any ironies that are obvious, like, okay, he's saying this, but yeah, you're probably right.
So coming up, we're going to get into what a politician said. You've got a story about, and we're almost going to get to that, but a little bit more here from the Jim Brewer interview. This is with a local radio host here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. This is what was taken offline after the host posted it on the station website. It did air once on the actual broadcast airwaves, but somebody got offended by Jim Brewer.
How do you handle it when you know this is going to happen? You know it, and you probably already have dealt with this. Somebody's going to stand up and be like, you know, it's for our safety, our selfish. You know, are you going to? How do you deal with a heckler like that?
I can tell you this: I've been doing it 30 years. I haven't had that problem in over 25.
There you go. Good.
So I read my audience very well. I read the crowd very well. And if I ever have an issue, I make sure we talk like humans. And pretty much 100% of the time, I come out on top.
Now, is this going to be, you're excited for this environment because you're live, you're outside, is like, it, basically it's almost, well it is, you're doing stand-up, so it's almost not that unique, but at the same time, it's unique. Have you done it in this kind of a setting before?
I've never done any.
This is cool.
What makes it more exciting. My job is to make people laugh.
Right.
I'm not going to be political. I'm just going to point out the obvious and the common sense. And hopefully, most people will walk away going, that was so damn funny. And I like a couple things that he actually said made me think.
Right, right.
That's my agenda for that night.
That is fantastic.
Yes.
That shows a comedian that really knows his craft, right? That a comedian states the obvious, but he states it in a way that is hilarious and points out these things that you've already you knew were already true. And kudos to him for that.
And it's all by just a brief pause. It's just by saying things in a way that it will take you just a moment to figure out what was just said.
And like he was saying, if he can make it so that the people that see the show later on, you know, think about, wow, I really agreed with that, or think further on a couple of the points that he made. This comes back to the old saying that if you want to tell somebody something important or outrageous or whatever, make sure they laugh at it, because otherwise they'll kill you, right?
Yeah, that was Oscar Wilde. Yeah. If you're going to tell them the truth, you must make them laugh or they will kill you. and that is so true. And it goes back hundreds of years, back in the days
of
kings.
Yep.
The jester, the motley fool, was the one who could tell the king the truth without having his head cut off, which is why I've now formed the Motley Caucus of the Libertarian Party for myself and Vermin Supreme and whoever else wants to come along.
Did he join it?
He has joined the group.
Okay.
I haven't spoken to him in a while, and I want to.
You need to catch back up.
Yeah, when we're done with all these elections.
Yeah,
he's running for Senate now, but we'll both be free in a while.
We should get him back on the show, too.
I miss him. I love that dude.
He's hilarious. All right, let's continue a little bit more with Jim Brewer.
I've always wanted to ask a comedian how fast you have to be. If you see somebody in the crowd give you something, you've got to be lightning fast to respond to that, right?
Well, it all depends on the comic. Some comics are very scripted.
Right.
I'm not scripted.
That's great.
Different beast. I'm battle ready 24/7.
Nice.
I've been doing this 30 years. I've seen every audience. I've played in front of 3 people, played in front of 20,000.
Right.
I've seen everything. Although, I haven't been in the woods driving yet, so I can't say I've seen everything. You got to be ready. Some people are not. I'm always ready.
So,
I don't encourage it, but I am ready. But I don't point anything out unless everyone else is aware of it.
Right. You're going to sell out this show, Jim. You know that. It's September 4th.
I hope so.
You're going to, because first of all, people are itching. We need to laugh, Jim.
We need it, man.
We need to get out. We need to laugh. I know.
We need to laugh. And we're going to laugh a lot with Jim Brewer on September 4th. And it's drive-in-live.com at the Cheshire Fairgrounds. Jim Brewer from SNL. But, of course, Clerks and Half-Baked, which is still in my... I actually have DVDs still. Sad, right? But I still love that.
It'll be a rarity in another 5 years. People won't even know what that is.
Yeah, right. Thanks for being on the show. Jim Brewer.
There he is. Jim Brewer, the band interview. People are not allowed to hear that. It was taken down from a local radio station website. Sadly, the show is not a sellout from what I heard earlier this week.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure a lot
of people... Probably because the comedian isn't.
Oh, because he didn't sell it. Good point.
Yeah.
Touche.
Thank you.
So there you go. That's Jim Brewer. That's our excuse. That's why we're not here doing the show live. We're not taking your calls live tonight. Although we can take calls if you're watching us as we're doing this on DLive and Twitch, because we're actually, as we're recording this show, we are actually broadcasting us recording it. So technically, we are recording this live.
Uh-huh.
But you just can't call in if it's Friday night.
Yeah, so if you want to catch the next time we do this in another 10 years, it wouldn't hurt to subscribe to either Twitch or DLive so you get a notification when we go online.
All you have to do is follow. If you subscribe, that means that you're paying the services, and you can.
Oh, then
that.
You should definitely do that. Do I get money?
Off the subscriptions, no.
I don't get any money from
it.
Okay, don't worry
and
about it.
And we don't
it.
Even
just
get that
follow.
Much. Yeah, we don't even get that much. So, like, if you want to contribute to Free Talk Live, the best way to do it is the AMP program, because we keep the majority, the super majority, whereas if you do it through Twitch, if you contribute through Twitch, Twitch takes half.
Mm-hmm.
So it's half right off the top goes to Twitch. So not the most efficient way.
Now you're reminding me of Eddie Murphy's routine about the Sasquatch wife. I want half, Eddie. I want half.
When was this? The 80s?
Okay. He's talking about, getting divorced, and I want half, Eddie.
So. Yes. Thankfully, I've not been through that process.
Yes. Well,
I can't relate.
No, I'm pleased to say that I have not.
And I suspect it's not very funny when it's happening.
No.
The people that it's happened to. All right, so speaking of not funny things, there's a politician who's just openly threatening to kill people. Apparently nobody, you're going to tell us about that guy coming up here in just moments. And this is Free Talk Live. You can't call in tonight, but normally you can. This is
Except you can.
More coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop, his beautiful blonde coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the four rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dinovite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite at DinoVite.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live, and normally you can join us here. But if you're listening on Friday night, sorry, you're going to have to wait till tomorrow. Or join us later on tonight for the Nobody Tells the Truth episode, which will be live from our King Studios, where we are right now, but we're not because we're actually in at a comedy show, as we discussed for the first hour of the show here tonight. But we've got news to talk about, Nobody. In fact, last night you had this story ready, and we never got a chance to get it out there, as so frequently is the case here on Free Talk Live. What is in the news that you want to share with us?
Okay, well, I have a story, and it's really horrific to me on a couple of levels. It's a this is a Republican. Republican congressman.
Okay,
A representative, and he's supposedly a militia guy. Okay, he's spoken to militias. He's supposed to be a big Second Amendment guy. But they were having a anti-police brutality rally, and there is the there was one in his area.
Okay,
and basically these are some comments that he made on Facebook, or this is an article about such comments, and this is from BuzzFeed. It's entitled, "A Republican Member of Congress Threatened to Kill Armed Demonstrators in a Facebook Post."
Facebook tough guy.
Representative Clay Higgins has spoken at events organized by militia groups. When a rumor spread of a black militia group protesting police brutality, he said that their armed presence would be considered a threat, and that he would drop any 10 of you where you stand.
So he supports militias unless they're black?
Apparently. Mm. Apparently he doesn't understand the all men concept in terms of created equal or equal rights.
Maybe he thought they were still 3/5 of a person, that they never updated that.
That's true, but then he should have only required that they bring 3/5 of gun.
Mm. So this guy was—he was just on his Facebook page. He wasn't in D.C. in like some hearing or something like that.
He may have been in D.C. posting it, but this is these are Facebook posts.
Gotcha.
What the story is about. It says Facebook removed two posts from a Republican member of Congress representing Louisiana on Tuesday, in which he threatened demonstrators against police violence.
Oh, so Facebook's protecting him.
Well, they removed the post because they violated their terms of service.
Right, but the interesting thing is that's sort of protecting him, because now you can't go and see it for yourself. Now you can hear about it,
right,
and maybe you can see a screenshot of it, but ultimately Facebook sanitizing this from their website removes the evidence.
Right, it causes you not to know who this guy is.
Right.
And personally, what I want for my politicians is something on a blockchain, so that once he's said it, he can never take it back.
Can't delete.
Yes, can't delete. Can't fall into an Orwellian memory hole.
What you're looking for is Twetch. Twetch. I don't know if you heard about it, but Derek J. called in, I think, a couple times about this. It is a blockchain-based social Twitter-ish kind of tool where you can... What you say is permanently etched in the block, the BSV, the Bitcoin SV blockchain.
Okay.
So this exists.
Well, groovy. I've got I've now got that in my search bar, so I'll be able to find it next break. But here's the text. Facebook removed two posts from a Republican member of Congress representing Louisiana on Tuesday, in which he threatened demonstrators against police violence, suggesting he would shoot and drop any 10 of you where you stand if they took to the street armed. If this shows up, we'll consider the armed presence a real threat. Rep. Clay Higgins, a former law enforcement officer, posted Tuesday on his personal verified Captain Clay Higgins Facebook page, along with pictures.
Look, Clay, it's
his
not
name is mud to me.
Yeah, it's not supposed to work that way, where just because somebody has a gun in a holster or strapped to their back walking around, that is not a threat.
Yeah.
That's the freedom to carry. That's open carry. And now, I don't know what Louisiana's laws are, and maybe I'll look it up here in just a moment, but in a number of
states. It's an open carry state.
It is an open carry state.
Yes.
Okay, well, then he is just completely wrong.
He's completely wrong.
Right. And legally wrong.
And it actually gets worse at the end of the story. If this shows up, we'll consider the armed presence a real threat, the opposite of what he says about of what anybody says about the militia, except, you know, weak leftists. Let's see. We don't care what color you are, lie. We don't care if you're left or right, lie. If you show up like this, if we recognize threat, you won't walk away. Higgins, a vocal advocate for gun rights, who was elected to Congress, and the very rights he's violating here, who was elected to Congress in 2016.
He wants gun rights for himself and maybe his buddies. But not all those other people.
I mean, the white people, yes, but not these guys. They're not included in all men for him, apparently. Who was elected to Congress in 2016 and who has been featured in NRA promotional videos, made no reference to protesters turning violent, but instead suggested their mere armed presence would be considered a threat. I wouldn't even spill my beer. We are SWAT. Nothing personal. We just eliminate the threat. That's not a challenge, fellas.
Wow.
It's a promise, he wrote Tuesday. Louisiana's
an
open carry state.
That's psycho right there.
It is.
Yeah.
Louisiana is an open carry state, meaning a permit is not required for someone to visibly carry a firearm in public. Higgins has also touted himself as
Hold on. Before we go on, now, you know, this isn't legal advice, but carrying a gun, when they say that, they don't mean hefting it. They don't mean what they would call brandishing. They mean you have the gun in a holster, if it's a pistol, or you have it strapped to your back or something like that, where you're not hefting it in your arms at the ready. That's generally considered brandishing, and that is, I think, considered to be a crime. But that's not what they're talking about here. They're talking about just men with guns, just strapped and armed with them, not threatening, not pointing them at people.
Yeah, and generally brandishing, I mean, technically I think you could walk down the road with, like, a pistol in your hand down at the ground. I think you technically could. I would not necessarily recommend
trying it.
Yeah. But in general, brandishing it is usually going to be a threatening motion. Mm. But the thing is, people, very understandably, don't want to give you a chance to bring a gun to bear on them. So if you've got it in their hand, they're going to be at least, or if you've got it in your hand, they're going to be on at least high readiness. And so the article goes on, Higgins has also touted himself as a strong advocate for the Second Amendment. One of his political ads started with him wearing a SWAT vest, shooting a rifle, and telling the viewer to tell the world we're American. But he goes on to say to this militia, you're the ones threatening. If you throw yourself aggressively natured and armed in my presence, he wrote in his now-deleted post, we don't want to see your worthless ass, nor do we want to make your mothers cry. Higgins did not explicitly threaten to shoot the protesters. I beg to differ.
He basically
I think this language was an explicit threat to shoot. And I think this entire article actually was a crime because
Hold that thought. We're going to come back to it here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling on Congress to authorize the release of $300 billion in previously approved stimulus money.
I would be willing to release it subject to Congress and use that as stimulus money, and it would go right to the American people.
U.S. employers added 1.4 million jobs in August, and the unemployment rate fell to 8.4%. Vice President Mike Pence tells CNBC the economy is starting to turn the corner.
Another great day for American jobs and American workers. I mean, there were some estimates that we weren't going to see the unemployment rate go into single digits before the end of this year. But because of the foundation that President Trump poured in our first 3 years of less taxes, less regulation, more American energy, more free and fair trade.
This is USA Radio News. Facebook says they will prohibit new political ads in the week before the U.S. presidential election in November and seek to flag premature claims of victory by candidates. That's according to CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
Since it may take additional time for the votes to get counted this year, especially with mail-in voting, there's a greater chance of civil unrest and violence after the election. You know, some people expected there to be an answer to who won the election on election night. I don't think we're necessarily going to get that. And I think it's important that we start preparing people now.
Thousands of people are still not inside their homes after Hurricane Laura hit Louisiana.
As of this morning across the state, we had 11,679 people being sheltered. That is obviously primarily happening in New Orleans at 37 different hotels.
Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here, and we're talking about this psycho representative, some U.S. representative from Louisiana, Clay, was it Higgins?
Clay Higgins. I've never heard of him before.
Turns out he's willing to shoot somebody on site if they happen to be black, it sounds like. And
yeah, if a black militia shows up.
Yeah. If they're just just armed and in the streets, and he says he considers that to be aggressive. Just being black, being armed in the streets, according to this guy, otherwise doing nothing except protesting, he considers that to be aggression, and he says he's going to shoot to kill.
Mm-hmm.
But yet he says,
of course, the opposite of what I or any other militiaman would say about any other armed gathering of militia.
Which is, the other weird thing is this guy claims to be part of the militia movement, right?
But he's not part of the integrated militia movement. He's part of the segregated, it appears, militia movement.
And I want to talk about the integrated, I'm going to make a note here, we'll come back to that because that's something that you're working on, and you said you wanted to talk about it tonight, right?
Yeah, actually, I wanted to talk about it in relation to this, because this forms almost an excellent explanation for why I'm doing what I'm doing.
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
But we got to get to the thing you said before we went to the break there about why what he's talking about of shooting people in the streets for being armed is a crime. Hold that thought. I do want to tell you about Divvy. From mid-March to mid-July of this year, Divvy, which is a newer, easy-to-use cryptocurrency we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, increased in value by over 10 times. Now, obviously, the creators of Divi would like to see that continue to go up in value. We don't know what the future holds, but here at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divi a year ago, actually. It's been a whole year. You can go to DiviProject.org. You can begin earning Divi by staking, or rather starting a masternode, or you can stake Divi, and they've even got a lottery for people who stake Divi as well. Go to DiviProject.org to learn more and get started. That's DiviProject.org. So this lunatic congressperson is saying that he thinks it's totally fine to just shoot people dead in the streets because they're protesters, they're black, and they have guns.
Being part of a well-regulated militia while black apparently is a crime to him.
Now, Facebook went in and deleted this post, but not before somebody got a screen cap of it, I imagine, because it's being reported on here.
Mm-hmm. And it was BuzzFeed, I think, that broke the story.
Now, what is it that you were going to say? You were going to say something right before you went to break about how this is a crime.
Well, basically, I believe that by making this post in which he says, do not come here to protest, or basically, we will kill you.
Or we'll shoot you.
Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or the laws of the United States.
Yeah, this would be multiple privileges, the right to bear arms and the right to assemble, for instance, the right to protest.
Yeah. Yes, it's all right there. And it says here, and this is from justice.gov, so I'm getting this directly from the Justice Department. For the purpose of Section 242, acts under color of law include acts not only done by federal, state, and local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bound of that official's lawful authority.
Right.
So basically, even if part of his job description is not shooting any armed black people that he may see, and this is Alabama, so that might be in his job description still. They don't always update things.
Louisiana,
yeah. I'm sorry.
Close.
Alabama.
Close.
This is Louisiana. but even if it's not in his job description to shoot armed black people, it's still, I believe, is committed a criminal offense, and he's almost certainly got civil liability for this. And I hope that the militia of which he is talking will catch word of this broadcast and decide to get a lawyer and go after this cat, because this is bad, man.
If they really want to throw down to some extent, they should go to his house.
Well, yeah, there's definitely that.
Let's call his bluff. See if he comes out blasting a bunch of peaceful protesters hanging outside of his house.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a risky move. But.
Well, I mean, the problem is, unless we're going to go in blackface, it's like risky for everybody but us.
Right.
And if we were to go in blackface with a 1,000-man black militia, that might also be very risky for us. So I can't ask somebody to put themselves at risk and not go along.
Yeah.
Go along. So I'm not going to ask them to, but if they choose to do it, I'll respect the hell out of it. And if I can get down there, I will, just to, you know, view it and see if he wants to shoot me, too.
Yeah, and the reason I say that, not because I want to put somebody in harm's way. I mean, I wouldn't advocate somebody do something I wouldn't be willing to do myself. But just because somebody like this is a coward.
Yes.
This person is not who he pretends to be. He's a politician. Mm-hmm. So that's number one, how you know he's a snively little pathetic loser coward. But number two, the whole point of this tough talk, right? This oh, I'm such a tough guy. Look at me, I'm a badass. I'm going to threaten you on Facebook. I've got guns. Look out. We've heard it all before, dude. And the fact that you're a politician, it seals the deal. You would never do anything like this. You would never put your career as a politician, where you actually get to control people's lives, in jeopardy for whatever moment of sick perversion you would get out of shooting innocent, peaceful people in the streets.
And you know, if in this day and age, I think you're right, because in this day and age, I don't think people would stand for it. But this is exactly the kind of guy who would whack three civil rights protesters, for example, as one, I believe that happened in Mississippi, where there was I think it was one black guy, two Jewish guys. They went down there for the Freedom Riders, but they just disappeared and were never seen,
really?
Heard from again. And it turned out it was law enforcement that killed them down there.
And this guy is former law enforcement.
This guy is former law enforcement.
Okay.
I can see
he may be more dangerous than your typical politician.
Yeah, because, you know, you have to, if you're going to be a Southern cop, you've got to have a couple of bodies under your belt that you're not talking about. But anyway, so this is the actual text of his post.
Yeah.
Captain Clay Higgins, look, fair warning. If this shows up, we'll consider the armed presence a real threat. We being we, the people of Louisiana. One-way ticket,
he
fellas.
He speaks for everyone in Louisiana.
Yeah. One-way ticket, fellas. Have your affairs in order. So he's telling them to prepare their wills.
For death. Mm-hmm.
Me, I wouldn't even spill my beer. I'd drop any 10 of you where you stand. Because some of we, like
sure,
me,
bro.
We are SWAT. Nothing personal. We just eliminate the threat. We don't care what color you are. Lie. We don't care if you're left or right. Lie. If you show up like this, we will. If we recognize threat, you won't walk away. That's not a challenge, fellas. It's a promise. We don't want to see your worthless ass, and nor do we want to make your mothers cry. You're the ones threatening. Lie. If you show yourselves aggressively natured and armed in my presence, in my neighborhood where I work.
Yeah. Anywhere, being aggressively natured is a completely subjective viewpoint, and it has nothing to do with actually being threatened.
Yes.
To be threatened by someone with a gun is not to say that someone who you don't think looks nice has a gun. It's to say that someone has said something to you or has actually pointed the weapon at you to make you believe that that person intends to harm you with that weapon. They have to do something besides just show up at a protest.
Exactly. And clearly this guy is going to need to hire a consultant on this. Mm-hmm. Because it's required that a reasonable person would consider himself at risk.
Yeah.
And this man is clearly not reasonable. This man is actually the best argument I've ever heard of for a red flag law, except he's a politician,
he's
so it would never stick.
Nope.
Anyway.
And he's a former cop, so his buddy's on the police force, so protect him.
So just to finish up the last couple of words, in my presence, in my neighborhood, where I work, anywhere close enough to put my family or my fellow citizens in danger, this is where your journey will end. Fast. How fast? 1,450 feet per second fast, which is, I believe, if I am remembering correctly, that's the muzzle velocity of an AR-14. So the speed at which a bullet leaves. And I will go on to say, Higgins' post featured, this is going back to the text of the article.
Hold that thought. We'll continue here in a moment on this. Clay Higgins, a representative, U.S. representative out of Louisiana, openly threatening peaceful protesters who happen to be armed. We're coming up. Free talk.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tech. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We are here in our Keene, New Hampshire studio on what is a Thursday night, even though you're hearing this on Friday. We're recording the show, which is unusual. If you just tuned in, we explained it for the first hour, what's going on. We actually had a comedy show tonight that we didn't want to miss because, well, we're expecting it to be pretty epic. And so if you missed that segment of the show, you'll be able to grab this show's archives later tonight over at freetalklive.com. You can, of course, subscribe to our podcast as well, and then you'll get deliveries every single day. Whenever there's a new show available, you'll get it right in your podcast client. You can sign up for our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. And there are a few different podcast feeds there that you can subscribe to. There's the full one that's got all the content that we put out. There's the Daily Digest only, which only has the 20 or 30-minute Daily Digest that Riley Blake puts together on a daily basis. Thank you, Riley, for that. And there's also one with their episodes only. So there's a few different configurations that you can sign up for, and it's all free over at feeds.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
You want to recap?
Known as other.
You want to recap this story that you've been telling us about?
Yeah, I've been talking about a certain dirtbag politician in, can you remember the state? Was it Louisiana? Okay, which, you know, home to a lot of dirtbag politicians.
There's a lot of dirtbags.
Yeah. But this particular dirtbag.
Especially the cops. They're super corrupt down there.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. We've got a mutual friend who used to work at the at the public defender's office in Louisiana, and she has told us of eye-watering corruption down there, just things that boggle the mind. But so he's talking about there's about to be a protest apparently against police violence, and he believes that there is a black militia headed there, armed to demonstrate, as is their right under the First and Second Amendments at this protest. And he has literally said that that he will pretty much kill them if they
show up.
if they show up. And just to recap a brief bit of that to give you the gist of it, if this shows up, we'll consider the armed presence a real threat. We being we, the people of Louisiana, one-way ticket, guys, have your affairs in order. Me, I wouldn't spill my beer. I'd drop any 10 of you where you stand. So this is very clearly a threat, mm-hmm. and I believe it is an attempt to deprive them of their civil rights.
It's a crime.
Yeah. I believe it's a crime, yes. And so just to finish up the article, Higgins posted featured a picture.
Before you go on, if I tell somebody, if you show up at this place and I don't like you and I shoot you, or that I'm going to shoot mm-hmm. you if you show up at a certain place, the idea is to dissuade you from showing up at that place through the threat of potential violence against you. That's straight up a threat.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it's a threat that violates your constitutional
yes.
rights.
Especially if it comes from an elected official. And
yes. Yes. This is absolutely unconscionable. And from a militia guy. And this angers me mm-hmm. because I have dealt for years with people saying, oh, well, gun rights are just white rights. And I say, no, the Second Amendment is for everybody. Mm-hmm. Because having a gun, arming yourself under the Second Amendment, that means that you don't have to ask the other guy if you've got civil rights. Because if you're armed, you know you've got them. And as Malcolm X said, if you're a man, you take them.
You have to exercise yeah. your rights. And that goes back to what we were talking about before mm-hmm. with Jim Brewer's comments about how if you're not speaking out now, you better mm-hmm. soon. Because you yeah. got to.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be pushback on this. Mm-hmm. This is an absurdity. This man needs prosecuted.
He didn't get arrested,
if
right?
If not shot. No. He got a Facebook yeah. post taken down.
Right.
So he may have cried, but not for long. Not long enough, nearly. Higgins posted featured a picture of masked protesters raising a fist in the air and who did not appear to be visibly armed, as well as a second picture of a black militia group called the Not, and I can't say this on the radio, so I'm going to say Not Fooling Around Coalition.
Okay.
But if you Google it under that name, you won't find it. If you don't know what name to Google it under, you're too young. A militia group called the Not Fooling Around Coalition, or NFAC. Its members have appeared heavily armed in bulletproof nice. Vests at protests against police brutality, including the killing of Taylor in Louisville. This group has challenged white supremacist groups, including the KKK, to confrontations and has called for the removal of Confederate monuments. The lawmaker's post was made after a rumor began circling on social media that members of the NFAC would be appearing in Lafayette, Louisiana. Mm. The group did not ultimately appear. However, both KATC and The Advocate reported that at Tuesday night's Black Lives Matter protest in Lafayette City Hall, it was actually a right-wing militia who showed up heavily armed. Now, this man has just said that if a black militia, a left-wing militia, shows up armed, he's going to regard that as a threat and shoot them on sight. But both KATC and The Advocate reported that at Tuesday night's Black Lives Matter protest at Lafayette City Hall, it was actually a right-wing militia who showed up heavily armed. Mm-hmm. The Advocate reported that 40 to 50 members of the Louisiana Cajun Militia attended the demonstration. This group posted pictures of its members in bulletproof vests and camouflage gear and armed with long guns outside the government building. Higgins has made no mention of the fact of that armed group in his social media account, and his office did not respond to multiple requests for comment about his posts or the militia's presence at Tuesday's protest.
He's probably hoping this goes away.
Yeah. But the lawmakers show no qualms in the past about peering alongside and speaking at events organized by other mostly white militia groups, and clearly, or at least I suspect, that he did not see that they were armed and immediately shoot them. Because, you know, he wouldn't be welcome at the next gathering if he did that.
The NFAC is an interesting group here. I wasn't able to find a website in a brief search, but I did find mm-hmm. a Newsweek article about them. They apparently were able to muster 1,000.
Oh, yeah, I saw that article. It's down at the mountain.
It's Georgia's Stone Mountain Park, like a month ago, I guess.
And that park, as I understand it, is like the founding place of the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, really?
So, and they were calling out the racist militias. I don't want to say the white militias.
Yes, yes.
Let me say the racist militias. And the thing is, for those who don't know, the militia is defined as every able-bodied man from 17 to 70.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everybody's part of the militia. But you choose your unit, who you muster with, and different units have different philosophies. There are racist militia units, and the mainstream media wants you to believe that that's all there are, but I personally believe that the majority of militia units are not racist. Or racially based. They're not scared of people of other colors. They're scared of the federal government, and it's always a good thing to be scared to. So on July 29th, 2017, Higgins appeared at a D.C. event organized by Oath Keepers, a group that claims to have tens of thousands of members and has been described by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a radical anti-government group. Now, I know a
Oath
lot...
Oath Keepers?
I know a lot of Oath Keepers. I believe that the Southern Poverty Law Center is not being fair to them
here. Oh, they're full of it.
They're frequently full of it. But they're also frequently right.
Sometimes,
That's the thing, is you have to know the group they're talking about and be like, okay, is this really the truth? Because if it's the truth, they've probably got the details right. Or are they just, bloviating because this is a right-wing group? But although leaders of the group contend it is not a militia, the group has acted and launched operations similar to a paramilitary force. Members of other militia groups were invited and attended the event. The Advocate also reported that the Louisiana Republican has sold shirts at his political events with logos identical to that of the Three Percenters, another set of anti-government militia groups scattered across the country. And these Three Percenters...
I've heard of these guys.
Basically what they're referring to is it is said that during the American Revolution, 3% of the population wanted to secede. 3% of the population wanted to stay, and 94% of the population wanted to avoid being shot.
Okay.
So the which reasonable of them. So that's
which 3%
what
the 3%.
The 3%ers are the their 3%. I believe they would claim is the secessionist part of the of the 3%, which is same part. None of the 3%ers that I know have been racist, but I've heard tell of racist 3%er militias. So I look at them carefully before I deal with them.
You can hear a lot of things, but the question is, what do you see in real life? I mean, do these people actually show up and do anything, or are they just training with each other out in the woods and they supposedly exist?
I mean, the only time I've run into them, like there were 3%ers at the at some of the mass rallies we've been to. Some of those guys with the AR-15s were 3%ers.
More coming up.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.